Now the news. I'm Tian Yu. Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Belarusian counterpart Alexander Lukashenko have exchanged congratulatory messages to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the establishment of China-Belarus diplomatic relations. President Xi says the two sides share strong political mutual trust and support each other on major issues. Lukashenko says the win-win cooperation has benefited the two sides over the past decades. Chinese President Xi Jinping had sent a message of sympathy to Tonga's King Tupu VI over the destruction caused by the volcanic eruption and tsunami in the country. He says China is willing to provide assistance to helping Tonga's disaster relief and rebuild efforts. Tonga has finished removing a thick coat of volcanic ash from its international runway, clearing the way for emergency aid to arrive. New Zealand and Australia say their aircraft carrying aid supplies will depart later today. Meanwhile, Consul General Louise Ridler Waterhouse of the Tongan Consulate General in Sydney says in an exclusive interview with China Media Group that a volcanic ash poses a serious threat to local environment.
And the damage has been far worse in terms of the ash. The ash has been very bad for quality of the air, the quality of drinking water, and also the pollution to Tonga.
The Chinese ambassador to Tonga has told China Media Group the number of casualties from the undersea volcanic eruption and tsunami largely remains unknown. Cao Xiaoling says people are being urged to stay at home.
Houses on some of the islands were all destroyed by the tsunami. The exact number of casualties is still being counted. The volcanic ash has contaminated water throughout the country, making drinking water difficult to access. Crops have been devastated. Overall, the country experienced heavy property losses.
The government has confirmed 3 deaths so far. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang had sent a message of condolence over the passing of former Japanese Prime Minister Toshiki Kaifu. Li says Kaifu was a veteran Japanese statesman who made important contributions to the improvement and development of China-Japan relations. Kaifu was Prime Minister of Japan from 1989 to 1991. He visited the Nanjing Massacre Memorial Hall in 2000, where he laid a wreath and observed a moment of silence for the dead. And in 2010, he apologized for Japan's wartime crimes to the people of Nanjing. Kaifu passed away earlier this month at the age of 91. The Chinese mainland reported 43 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Wednesday. Among the cases, 24 were reported in Henan, 14 in Tianjin, and 3 in Beijing. China has cut the market-based benchmark lending rate to shore up the economy. The National Interbank Funding Center has cut the one-year-long prime rate to 3.7%. The over-5-year LPR has been lowered by 5 basis points to 4.6%. The added value of China's industrial enterprises above the designated size increased 9.6% year-on-year in 2021. That's according to the latest data from the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology. Republicans in the U.S. Senate have blocked a Democratic bid to push through new voting rights protections. The move delivers another major blow to President Joe Biden's domestic agenda just months before the congressional elections. A vote to limit debate and thus end the filibuster is continuing, but the Democrats' drive to enact an election reform bill appears dead. U.S. President Joe Biden says he supports the Federal Reserve's plan to scale back monetary stimulus and fight inflation. Biden made the remarks at a press conference in the White House to mark his first year in office. It comes as the country's inflation has surged to an almost 40-year high. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi says Tehran is faced with no limitation for developing relations with Russia. Raisi made the remarks in a meeting with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Moscow. He says the two countries' common understanding of regional and international issues prepares the ground for their cooperation. Raisi is in Moscow for a 2-day visit at Putin's invitation. A lawmaker in British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party has defected to the opposition. Leader of the opposition says they welcome Christian Wakeford to the Labour Party. The British Prime Minister is facing a growing rebellion in his own ranks and demands for his resignation. It comes as criticism is growing over Johnson for attending a gathering at his official residence during the COVID-19 lockdown. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.